Hi, my name's Stephen Curry. On this CD, you will hear from a number of students who are blind or vision impaired at various levels of their tertiary education. I hope their stories inform, impress, and inspire others in the success of attaining tertiary qualifications despite any barriers. I will now hand over to Paul, who's going to give you an overview of some of the more common eye conditions and supports available to people who are blind or vision impaired.
Thanks, Steve. Transitioning from secondary school into further education is a difficult process for most people. However, for a student with a vision impairment, it comes with an additional set of challenges. Tilly Aston was Australia's first student who was blind to enrol in a tertiary setting. She undertook a Bachelor of Arts at Melbourne University. Unfortunately, in 1888, she had to drop out because of a lack of Braille textbooks. Tilly Aston was a pioneer in creating a supportive environment for students who are blind or vision impaired to achieve their dreams of academic success. After withdrawing from university, Tilly founded the Victorian Association of Braille Writers, which later became the Victorian Braille Library. Tilly achieved much more in her life and has been remembered by the Victorian public for having the electorate Aston named in her honour. Today, many students who are blind or vision impaired successfully complete further education. In part, this is due to adaptive technology. In addition, the many services and great support networks now in place assist students to reach their goals. More importantly, however, the combination of improved technology and access to supports such as visiting teacher services allow students themselves to feel empowered and have the innate sense of ability to achieve. Approximately 500,000 Australians are blind or vision impaired. 80% of these cases can be attributed to the following five conditions. Macular degeneration is a condition that, as the name suggests, generally affects older people. It is a degenerative disease that affects the macula, a small spot in the central area of the retina located at the back of the eye. The macula is responsible for sight in the centre of the field of vision, and therefore the condition affects central vision. It is part of the retina that produces the finest detailed vision. There are also types of macular degeneration that are not age-specific. Some people are born with macular degeneration. Cataracts are cloudy areas that form in the lenses of the eye, which is normally clear. Poor vision results because the cloudiness interferes with light entering the eye. Most cataracts form as a result of aging and long-term exposure to UV light. However, some people are born with cataracts. Diabetic retinopathy is a complication of diabetes. Elevated blood sugar levels and high blood pressure can damage the small blood vessels in the back of the eye and cause vision loss. Glaucoma is the name given to a group of eye diseases in which the nerve endings at the back of the eye, which are collectively called the retinal layer of the eye, are slowly destroyed. The exact causes of glaucoma are not known. In most cases, this damage is due to an increased pressure inside the eye, a result of blockage of the circulation or drainage of the aqueous, which is the fluid within the eye, called primary glaucoma. Glaucoma may also be the result of other eye diseases that cause damage to structures within the eye called secondary glaucoma. Refractive errors are the most common eye disorders. In these cases, the image of an object is not focused properly onto the retina, the light-sensitive tissue in the back of the eye. Services that can assist you with the transition to higher education include, in alphabetical order, ABLE Australia. ABLE Australia, formerly the Deaf Blind Association, offers a wide range of services to people with deaf blindness and multiple disabilities, supporting in the achievement of self-fulfillment and connection with the greater community. Referrals may be made by anyone calling 1300 225 369. That's 1300 225 369. Alternatively, you can go to their website at www.ableaustralia.org.au. Guide Dogs Victoria. For over 50 years, Guide Dogs Victoria has been providing the very special form of mobility and companionship that a guide dog brings. Although not as well known through the Centre for Mobility Assessment and Training, Guide Dogs Victoria also provide a wide range of other mobility services for people who are blind or vision impaired, helping individuals achieve their potential for independence over their lifetime. Guide Dogs Victoria's approach to training enables clients from 5 to 95 years to walk out the door without fear of injury. Through either home-based or residential training, professional staff help clients achieve their own personal goals, to live an active life in the community and to attend TAFE and university. Guide Dogs Victoria assist Victorians living in the metropolitan and regional areas, and all services, including guide dogs, are provided completely free of charge. You can contact Guide Dogs Victoria. Free call 1800 988 626. 1800 988 626. Or alternatively, you can go to their website at www.guidedogsvictoria.com.au. Seeing Eye Dogs Australia. Seeing Eye Dogs Australia is the only national provider of seeing eye dogs to Australians who are blind or vision impaired. They have been providing services to Australians for 46 years. All services are personally tailored to suit individual client needs. Their telephone number? 1800 037 773. 1800 037 773. Their website can be found at www.seda.org.au. Vision Australia. Vision Australia assists clients in their homes, in centres and in the community. It operates through regional and metropolitan locations in New South Wales, ACT, Queensland and Victoria. The information and library service is available to people who have difficulty reading print material across Australia. Vision Australia was formed following the merger of the Royal Blind Society New South Wales, the Royal Victorian Institute for the Blind, RVIB, Vision Australia Foundation and the Royal Blind Foundation of Queensland. Vision Australia assists more than 38,000 children and adults to live the lives they choose. Vision Australia offers a wide range of services aimed at reducing the impact of vision loss and blindness. These include low vision services, education services, and technology and training solutions. Their telephone number? 1300 847 466. That's 1300 847 466. Their website is located at www.visionaustralia.org.au. Other support groups. There are also a wide range of support groups that are able to provide assistance. Many of these groups are condition-specific, including Glaucoma Australia, Macular Degeneration Foundation, Macular Vision Loss Support Society, Retina Australia. Other support groups are broader and hosted by Blind Citizens Australia, Guide Dogs Victoria, and Vision Australia. Contact details for all of these organisations can be found at Vision 2020 Australia's website, www.vision2020australia.org.au. www.vision2020australia.org.au. In addition to low vision services, disability liaison officers, or DLOs, are essential to making the transition process and duration of study in a TAFE or university more successful. Current or potential tertiary students can contact their DLO directly through their tertiary institution. I will now hand you back to Stephen Curry as he interviews a number of tertiary students who are blind or vision impaired. Thank you.